Manning has him at the line of scrimmage. Quick snap. Peyton sets and throws. Ball's going to be almost intercepted. It is intercepted down the sideline at the 30, the 25, 20, 15, 10. Play fakes to McGahee. Sets and throws. Pass going to be picked off again. Peyton gets it. Sets, throws. Pass going to be picked off again. Third interception of the quarter of Peyton Manning.
I'm making excuses for it. Three poor decisions. Three throws into coverage. And have to be able to eliminate those. Usually when you turn the ball over four times, you don't have a chance to even win the game.
In this league, you have to overcome a lot of things. We had a lot of things to overcome tonight. And, just like any game, officiating is not anything. It's an excuse. So, we just came up a little short tonight.
Hard-fought battle, but too many mistakes early by the Broncos offense to overcome. And Atlanta wins their second of the season as they beat the Broncos 27-21.
Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA, Dave Logan, Ed McCaffrey on the call. You also heard from Peyton Manning and head coach John Fox from the Georgia Dome following last night's loss to the Falcons, 27-21 on Monday Night Football. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. You're listening to Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. And a little glassy-eyed today. I think I've lost count of the amount of coffee I've had. I think the charter got back here at the facility around 4 o'clock. And I know a lot of coaches here stayed overnight, John. Everyone's kind of getting back into a Tuesday routine really quickly. Before we dip into the game last night, really quick, the team announced a couple of moves today, putting Phillip Blake on IR, bringing C.J. Davis back up, and putting Adam Grant back on the practice squad. Just talk about those moves real quick, if you don't mind, before we go into the game.
Well, Phillip Blake was our fourth-round draft pick and did a good job in training camp and was on the active for the first 2 weeks. Hurt his thumb last week in practice, did some ligament damage, and so he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. And so we decided to put him on IR and then move C.J. Davis up to fill that spot to play the guard center spot as a backup.
So very little sleep. You guys are still working. How much sleep did you get last night?
Not a whole lot.
But,
I got more than the coaches. I got to go home at least. So, but we got back here early, and that's part of playing on Monday night. You got to get ready to go, and two teams have to do it every week. This week was our turn, so we got to get back to it, and we got a good Houston team coming in that we got to get ready for.
Let's go back to the game at the Georgia Dome last night. 27-21, the final score. A lot of players pointed to they fought hard down the stretch despite the hole they were in early on. Peyton Manning, though, said he wished he could have those throws back. He put it on him. He said, look, we put ourselves in a really tough spot with those three interceptions. I think everyone's kind of just wondering maybe how that happened considering what week one looked like. And, you know, it's a different situation, different environment. You go on the road, it's a different team. Maybe what you saw watching the game.
I mean, number one, anytime you turn the ball over like that on the road, even at home, your chances of winning are very slim. So, you know, to be able to do that and come back is difficult. And I think anytime, especially going into a place that's hard to play, and do it in the first quarter. But I think if you look at positive, which we always try to pull the positive out of it, is the fact that we kept playing hard and we really still had a chance. If we could have got one more stop there at the end of the game, we would have had a chance to win it. So that's where I was impressed, is they never gave up and kept battling back. You know, you're going to have games that you go into. When I look at this game and I look at what we are as a football team, we realize that, you know what, when we go into football games and play well, then we can win. And it really comes down to not really what the other team does, but how well we play, and we didn't play well enough yesterday to win.
How tough is that when it's that much happens that early in a game and you're kind of in a hole, but at the same time you're thinking to what you just said, the team still fought. There's still plenty of time left on that clock, so you want to keep playing because there's plenty of football left to play. But offensively, the momentum didn't really turn until that Demaryius scored to end the first half, and then they got some drives going in the second half.
And that's what you're always looking for, is to try to change that momentum. And they did a good job. You know, I thought Matt Ryan played very, very well, was on target with a lot of his balls last night and played very well. So he made it difficult for us to really switch the momentum. But as you said, when Demaryius got the ball and for the touchdown, kind of got us back in the game, that was one time that, you know, we felt a little bit of momentum. They did a good job and answered back after that. But we hung in there and kept fighting. And you know, I think there was a stat, I think Patrick Smythe gave me a stat that since 1970, the teams that on the road, if you're minus four in the turnover ratio, that your record is 15, 548 and two. So this goes to show you how important those turnovers are.
Yeah, that's a daunting statistic. This is LA Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks, and we do take your questions from Twitter. We got a lot this week. Thanks so much for sending them in, folks. I want to start with Billy Bose. John, I think, Billy, I hope I got your last name right. Just wondering, from week to week, week one to week two, playing two good teams, other than the turnovers, what do you think kind of changed, John? What maybe led to just not being able to quite pull it out? Let's remember Atlanta. They went to the playoffs last year. It's a pretty good football team.
Well, really good, especially at home. I think if you look at Matt Ryan, he's only lost five football games at home.
Sure.
Regular season games since he's been there. So this is the first time the whole offense has played the whole time on the road in a regular season game. And so, and you try to go no huddle and do those type things, it's very difficult on communication. And I think we saw a little bit of evidence of that last night, that we didn't communicate very well. McGahee went the wrong way on one of the run plays. And so you can see it throughout the film that we just had some time, at times, a tough time communicating because of the noise. And so that's something we'll grow from. Everyone's going to get more used to Peyton in that situation on the road. And that was one of the steps. So hopefully we learn from the mistakes we made last night.
Billy, thanks for your question. We're going to get into run defense and how they stood up. They were happy with what they did in that aspect of the game last night against the Falcons. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Hands off to Rodgers again. Rodgers off the right side. He's going to be knocked down. Champ Bailey with a good tackle there, and it brings up a fourth down and about two. Here's a big, big third down. Ryan in the shotgun. Can the Broncos defense get off the field? Von Miller forces Ryan out and grabs him and sacks him back at the 15. Von Miller, who had two sacks last week, his first sack of the night, and he fought off two blockers to get there, and the Broncos defense does exactly what they had to do, a three and out.
I'm proud of the way we came out and stopped the run tonight, and we made them one-dimensional. We fought hard to the end. That being said, we lost the game. We got to fix whatever we got to fix and move on.
Usually when you're minus four in a turnover ratio, you probably don't give yourself a chance to win. But, you know, it's not one person. I mean, you can't blame it all on him. He made some plays down the stretch, and, you know, we got to get off the field on that third down at the end just to give our offense another chance. And, you know, it is what it is. We know we can build off of this, and we can learn a lot from this, from our mistakes in this game.
Once again, those highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. You heard from Justin Bannon and Champ Bailey in the locker room shortly after last night's 27-21 loss to the Atlanta Falcons. Now, one of the themes in the locker room after the game was the fact that the team did hang in, and they did want to point to some positives they can lean on and rely on going into the season, John, and defensively stopping the run. Michael Turner didn't do a whole lot on the ground during that game. He's a big back. He did score when they turned around the interception. They're right down there on the goal line. But that's one thing that this team has talked about wanting to be able to do better, stop the run. And they did that last night.
Really did. And I think that anytime you turn the ball over and be able to still be in a football game, your credit goes to the defense, because they have to pick it up and make some stops. And they did that last night, and they made it. They did a tremendous job against the running game and really bottled up Turner. But Matt Ryan's he's a good quarterback, did some good things in the passing game, but we're also able to make some plays. One thing I think when you look at it is we did have a chance to make more plays on the defensive side. We got our hands on a couple balls that you know, we weren't able to get turnovers from or interceptions from. And so, you know, that's what we got to work on. And if we get a chance to get our hands on the ball, we got to make some plays at them on the defensive side. But overall, I thought the defense did a tremendous job of keeping us in the game.
Spencer Masta's wondering, he says the D has been very solid. And, you know, he's just wondering how come third down not getting off the field as quickly as they like. This is something Champ said in the locker room after the game. He said, hey, look, you can talk about the turnovers all you want. We got off the field on third down there, the catch Julio Jones made to tie up the game there late in the fourth quarter. This team still has a chance despite those turnovers. Third down, what's happened on third down?
Well, we struggled with it last week, too, with Roethlisberger in here. And you know, we were better this week. We just got to continue to work at it and try to get off the field. But I think if you look at what people do now, and, you know, third down is really no different than second down. If you look at the formations and the spreads that we're seeing, Matt Ryan last night was in the no huddle quite a bit. It was on first, second, or third down. They all look the same. So it's just a matter of being able to make the plays at the right time and continue to work on that. And we did some good things in the secondary, but we got to continue to work on that. We did some things where we passed some receivers off. We passed Julio Jones on the last third and five. We passed him off. We got to pass him off a little bit quicker. And those are the type of things that we'll get to and get better as the year goes on.
For the second week in a row, an opposing tight end found the end zone. This week it was Tony Gonzalez, who's been doing it for a long time. And Alan Burkhead's wondering, what can the Broncos do to address covering that tight end spot? Last night he had a touchdown. And it's a big guy, tough to guard. And especially last night with Chris Harris not being up, what can they do?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's always the case. You always want to take care of those big guys. Yeah, we busted the coverage when he scored the touchdown there, and there was a play-action fake, which so many times you see that happen on first and goal down there. So we busted the coverage there, but we'll continue to work on it. Tony Gonzalez made a couple great catches too and got open, did a good job getting open. He's one of Ryan's favorite targets. And so, again, we have to continue to work on that and, you know, if we could continue to try to get pressure on the quarterback too, which would help take some of those passes away also.
Tony Carter got some snaps last night, plenty of snaps. What do you think he's learning as he's getting used to being out there?
It was a good opener for Tony. I think that if you look at those receivers, I mean, those are two big wide receivers in Roddy White and Julio Jones, good size and speed, Carter's a littler guy, and so it's right. A tough matchup all the time. But I thought he battled very well. One of the PI calls that he got, was a tough call. But he hung in there and kept battling. So I think for his opener, he did very well.
That was a tough call. And in regards to the officials, there was no one pointed and made any excuses in the locker room after the game, as we said before. How was that first half and how long it took to play out? How do you deal with that as a player? Because you're still trying to go out there and win a football game. Both sides are dealing with it. But how do you muscle through that?
Well, I think it's the bottom line is we have to look at it. We got to be bigger than that. We got to be – it is what it is. And so we're going to go through that and realize that those are the referees, whether they're the replacement referees or the regular ones. They're always – everyone's always complaining about referees no matter who they are. And so, for us to look at it, we got to make sure that our focus is on us playing well. And not what the calls are and what the different things are. And all we can do is control what we're doing, and that's where our focus has to remain. And I think that we'll do a better job of that next week.
Alan Spencer, thanks for the questions. Good ones. Still got a couple segments left with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall, and you're listening to Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium credit card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with two layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank Flex Perks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket.
$400?
On over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association ND.
I am so thirsty!
And hands off to Willis McGahee, right side. Willis gets a good block from Decker. Willis is down the sideline with a healthy run on first down. Tumbles into the Broncos sideline. Turns, hands off to McGahee. Willis off the left side with help from some friends. They give a push, and I think that is a Denver touchdown. Fourth down and goal. They hand off to McGahee, right side. McGahee walks into the end zone. Denver's got a touchdown.
Early on, we just struggled to get in a rhythm. And, you know, we found that rhythm a little bit there late in the third quarter and fourth quarter. But, you know, we got to do it for four quarters.
Well, I thought, you know, there was some good things in the game. I know there's, you know, never really an easy pill to swallow losing. And obviously, this wasn't an easy pill. But, you know, I thought there was things that were positive. I thought our run defense was a little bit better. I think we ran the ball pretty quickly. And, you know, we got close even being minus four. I mean, they got their hands on balls, they caught it. We had our hands on balls, didn't catch it. You know, even at the end with the fumble, we didn't get it. So sometimes you have days like that, and we can learn from it. And we got to do a better job of coaching, and our players will do a better job of playing.
Once again, highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. You also heard from Brandon Stokely and John Fox post-game after the Broncos' 27-21 loss to the Falcons last night on DenverBroncos.com. This is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. And the point of this show is for you to send in questions, and a lot of you did. We really do appreciate you guys taking the time to send in these questions. John, Jimmy Thompson, he liked what he saw to Willis McGahee last night. I think you did too. A lot of Broncos fans did. What does it say about this team's confidence in McGahee, especially there on fourth down, to give him the ball and watch him walk in, stay on his feet? He didn't have to plow through. He ran right in there and score. How can that kind of plant a seed going forward for the rest of the year?
Well, I think Willis is, you know, he has not lost a step. So many times these running backs get close to 30, and all of a sudden you can see him dropping off. And Willis has just continued to be tremendous. He's got great feet within inside the tackles, and is always going north and south. And so, you know, and plus when he's running that well, we're doing some good things in the offensive line, which we really did. They did a good job up front, taking the pressure off. They were, you know, when they played too deep, then it allowed us to run the football a little bit. So the combination was good. And I think for us to continue to be successful, we're going to have that running game. And that's why it was good to see Willis run for that many yards. And then you see it down on the goal line. If they're not going to overload us down there in the goal line and put enough guys in there, then, you know, we have the confidence that we can get it in there. And that was a good call by Peyton down there. But it's something that we want to continue to work for that balance to keep people off, you know, to keep them off balance. And so if we can run the ball successfully like we did and then include the passing game in there, then we're going to be pretty darn good. I think people are going to see a lot of what balance is this week when Houston comes in here, because they're a very balanced football team on the offensive side, run and pass. And so that's what we also strive for.
Willis McGahee, 22 carries for .113, a little more than 5 yards a rush and 2 touchdowns. Good question there, Jimmy. Next question comes from Chris Tritz, John, wondering the plan to adjust to teams that mix up defenses the way Atlanta did last night. They were kind of shuffling all along the line, kind of doing what they can to combat what Peyton does at the line. Is that just this offense seeing something like that for the first time together this year and adjusting?
Yep, and I think we'll get better at it. I think that they did a good job. You got to give them some credit, Mike Nolan and the Falcon defense did a good job, had a good plan, kind of moved things around with the crowd noise too, and again, the communication factor being tough. You know, it puts that much more stress on the offense. And so we'll get better with that. They got to give them some credit, in fact, in moving things up. And then, you know, we also can do some different things when they're bouncing around to get up and get ready and get going. So, you know, those are all type things we'll look at and continue to get better at.
How much can you glean from a game like that? You can learn as an offense when you're getting ready for this team they got to face this week, Houston, who is very tough defensively. You plan all week scheming, and then you see something new. I feel like each week you can learn a little bit more and be more prepared in case you do face something you haven't seen as you're getting ready to prepare for a game.
And it's just a matter of getting more comfortable with each other and with Peyton and receivers with Peyton, the offensive line with Peyton. And so it's just a matter of getting that experience playing week in and week out, and then also being able to adjust to the different looks that we're going to get because of what we try to do at the line of scrimmage. And so those are all type of things that we'll continue to work on and we'll get better at.
Quick question here from D. Stevenson, one in regards to the offensive line, one in regards to Chris Harris, who was inactive yesterday. He's wondering, how are those guys coming along? How are their injuries getting better? Chris Cooper, Chris Harris.
They're both getting better. We'll see how Cooper will not play this week. But Chris Harris, we'll see how his ankle is. I think that, we're hopeful that he'll be back, but we'll see how the week goes.
He's been engaged, Chris Cooper. He's been out there. We've seen him out of practice, and I think he's down on the field pregame. He's talking to the guys. You can tell he's really itching to get back, and I think a lot of guys will be excited when he is.
He's a great person to have on the football team, and because he can't play, he's been a tremendous help for them and let them know and be involved and what he's seeing from the sideline and be able to help those guys out. So, and plus that's where with Chris's experience and knowledge that he's been a big help to those guys, even though he's not in there every now.
D, Chris, Jimmy, thanks so much for sending in your questions, all good ones. One more segment left with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Ryan will take a snap, take a knee, and this one effectively is over in Atlanta. Champ Bailey congratulates Matt Ryan. Players from both teams now in the middle of the field. Hard-fought battle, but too many mistakes early by the Broncos offense to overcome. And Atlanta wins their second of the season, their first home game, as they beat the Broncos 27-21.
I don't make any excuses when it comes to turning the ball over. Quarterback. Signs the check at the end of the day, and every turnover has its own story. Nobody really wants to hear it, I don't think. So I'll just got to pick the ball better.
Through all the adversity, you could still see the confidence in everybody. And, everybody was still fighting. And, that says a lot, But, it doesn't matter if you don't win. We got to win games. And, our team, we showed some resiliency, but it wasn't enough.
Peyton Manning and Champ Bailey post-game last night in Atlanta. Tough to believe it's less than 24 hours ago we were still in Atlanta wrapping up that 27-21 loss against the Falcons. And, John, going forward, it does not get any easier. We've talked last week and this week so far about the first 6 weeks of this schedule. Playoff team from last year, week one. Playoff team last night. Playoff team from last year coming up Sunday at home. The Houston Texans. You got a short week here. Coaching staff, as we said before, a lot of these guys have been here overnight. You can see they're walking around in sweatpants, flip-flops. They haven't gone home. They're already getting ready. They have been getting ready. The challenges that come with turning around a short week, getting ready for Texas.
Well, I think number one is to, put this game behind us and realize, try to learn as much as we can from it, but put it behind us and start looking forward again. And number one is get physically healthy. Get the guys with one day less this week is to make sure physically they're – their body's healing and they're ready to go by Sunday. And so we'll change the practice plan a little bit this week, but to be able to give them that extra rest, hopefully, to get them ready to go. So that's number one. Number two is learn from the mistakes, look forward. As you said, Houston's a very good football team. We're going to have to be, ready to go and bounce back in a hurry. But I think that, I think the guys are ready, they're ready for the challenge. And we've known what the schedule is for a long time. So
sure.
We'll move forward and get to work on the Texans starting tomorrow.
Caspian Bankies wondering, what are some of the keys that this team needs to be cognizant of as they prepare for a Houston Texan team, a team that Peyton played against for a little while. He's kind of familiar with these guys, so it's not totally new.
That's one thing that, Peyton's very familiar with him because he's been in the same division with him forever. So Peyton knows them very well. Wade Phillips has done a tremendous job since he came in last year on the defensive side and made him a much better defensive team. And then Gary Kubiak and the offensive staff, obviously, has done a tremendous job there with running pass and the balance and the play calling and how they can keep you off balance. And so they'll try to keep you out the field. And when we get our opportunities, we get out there, we're going to have to take advantage of it. And then also on the defensive side, we're going to have to stop the run. And if we can stop that run, make them throw it, you know, throw it more than they like to, then we got a chance. But, it's going to be – this is not going to be one that is going to be one in that first quarter. It's going to take four quarters for us to put it together and hopefully play solid football like we're capable of.
Coaching staff is already hard at work on that plan right now. Players will be back in starting tomorrow as they prepare for the Houston Texans. John, thanks so much for your time. Everyone, thanks so much for sending in your questions. Don't forget week three football game at home at 2 o'clock. Not a night game. Took week three. We'll take it. Thanks so much for sending in your questions again. This has been Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.